Ladies and gentlemen, we are proud to have the FBI Green Club here tonight to sing our national anthem. Will you please rise?
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light
what was
proudly we sailed as the guiding light lends its way to our stripes and bright stars.
God himself could not sink this ship.
I saw the film today about the ship that they said was unsinkable. And though the theater was sold out, I didn't take a chance.
I'll shoot you all like dogs.
Bought tickets in advance.
They'll swamp the boat, they'll pull us right down, I'm telling you.
I stood in line at the snack bar. I bought a Titanic sized fountain drink.
We're talking big ass.
Then found a seat no one had saved.
It seems that there are not enough for everyone aboard.
And this might sound rude, I can't help but want to see Kate Winslet get completely nude.
I saw the iceberg.
Movie's almost done, and my jumbo soda has gone flat.
Please come.
Both my legs are growing numb.
Let's stretch your legs.
And as Titanic sank, I polished off my drink.
Hole's not designed to deal with that pressure.
For God's sake, man, there are women and children down here!
Come on, lads, step on it.
Iceberg!
Don't you believe it, Rose? Come on,
it's gonna hit!
Stood up, moved down the road, saying, excuse me as I go.
Sorry, excuse me.
Then I made it to the theater aisle, and walking out, knocked over someone's pop. Made it to the can at last. Knew the boat was sinking fast. Even though I had the giant Coke, somebody spoke and I got a little shy.
Movie ends another three.
ready to go back to Titanic?
God himself could not sink this ship.
Gentlemen, on behalf of the group and ourselves, it's been a privilege playing with you tonight.
In an abandoned warehouse, with no lights, just shadows, and soon no rabbits. The purpose of the event is to pass the torch from one generation heavy metal to the next, and there lies, in his black leather hunting outfit, with a shotgun guitar with spikes coming out of it, Ozzy Fudd, the Rabbit Slayer. In the dead of night, a shimmering white gleam of a blade, and the devil is paid. When the axe comes down, a chilling sound, steel against the head, another rabbit's dead. I'm a rabbit slayer, a guitar player, with a nasty habit, kill the rabbit! Tweeter, a rabbit feaster, and I predict a bloody Easter, a scurrying shadow, and the shadow moves to stab it, and the night air echoes, kill the rabbit! No more Roger Rabbit, no more Peter Rabbit, no more Playboy Bunny Rabbits! Ah!
Be very, very careful!
With the tree and Forrest Gump.
Okay, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever you are, whoever you're doing, this is The Bit Slap with your genial host, KBC. And today I thought we'd dip into some of my extensive satire collection, kind of familiar type songs, you've heard them before, they're going to sound different today, for the most part. For example, we started with Chevy Chase and our national anthem, a fitting beginning to any show, I think. And that came out of Chevy's only solo album called, oddly enough, Chevy Chase, from back about 1980. An album he co-produced with Tom Scott, who was, of course, Tom Scott in the LA Express, and was also original member of the Blues Brothers. Not the movie Blues Brothers, but the other ones, the real Blues Brothers. Then we went to A Day in the Lifeboat, was the Dave and Tom show, and I'm not sure what to say about these guys. There's the song Dave and Tom show, like this one. There was another one, satire about Clinton somewhere along the line that I couldn't find. But then there was also a whole bunch of videos, and it seemed like these guys did a lot of videos, and maybe they did the others. They may be the same two pairs of Daves and Toms, I just don't know. I couldn't find out. I'm really sorry. I looked, I really did. But, you know, the timeline was wrong for both of them, so I don't know. You can decide. It's not that important anyway. And then we heard the Fudd on the Hill from Little Roger and the Goosebumps. Of course, they are best known for their Stairway to Gilligan's Island, for which they were rewarded with a cease and desist order from Led Zeppelin, but which Robert Plant himself claims to be his favorite cover of Stairway to Heaven. The main members, Roger Clark and Dick Bright, have had various sidemen over the years, and they finally got around to putting out a debut album in 2005 called They Hate Us Cause We're Beautiful. Of course, this song goes back to God knows when. And then we heard from Ozzie Fudd, who was really Mark McCallum. That was Kill the Wabbit. Mark is rumored to be the voice of Seymour Swine in the Blue Christmas parody that you all know and hate by now. But couldn't find any other info on him other than that everybody thinks he's a really funny guy. So we'll leave it at that. And then we heard The Perch. And that was, of course, Dumbass. The Perch was, maybe still is, a comedy club in Charlotte, North Carolina. And this was from a cassette that I received in the mail in 1996 called What Hatched. And it's got a bunch of really good songs on it, like the one we're going to hear in just a few minutes. The main writer was a guy named Jose Arroyo, and he got himself an Emmy for writing for the Dennis Miller Show on HBO. So stay tuned. We got The Perch coming back, just what you need. And I'll be back in a little while to try and explain it all the way for you. In the meanwhile, please enjoy.
It's the smell of hellfire and wickedness.
Not now, okay?
All right. Chance, do you remember anything about last night?
Well, sure I do. We played Scrabble and we made that Ziggy puzzle. Oh, and Todd, you read one of your poems.
Oh, my gosh. He's still drunk.
Hey, not so loud.
Chance, you remember the party?
No, what happened?
You don't want to know.
No, I do.
Yeah, I think it's time somebody told him. I'll tell him.
You had a few. Someone brought a pack of those fine Coronas. Should have stopped at three or four, but you had more. Wound up knocking back at least nine Coronas. Couldn't hold your drink. And you wound up a puking in the sink. On account of those nine.
Whoa!
Nine Coronas.
Oh, God, I'm so embarrassed. I gotta get over there and apologize.
Oh, Chance, not a good idea.
Yeah, according to the judge, you can't get 500 feet of their driveway.
Wow, I guess I had fun. What else did I do?
Then you started drinking rum and acting dumb. Drank them on the heels of those nine Coronas. Then you tried to take a piss
coming back to me. Hey, did I hit on a girl?
You could say that.
Well, was she pretty?
You couldn't say that. In fact, why don't you take a look? She's still in your bed.
Well, all right, I'll just go to... Ah!
Met a babe I thought was hot. She was not. Anyone looks good at the 9 coronas. Then I went to bed with her. It's all a blur. It's the same old sale as yesterday. 30 years in the same location I have stayed. There I am right next door to Willie's Fun Arcade. I got no competition, but I'm not afraid. 'Cause it's my destiny to be the king of sway. King of sway.
In his eyes, I'm full grown, 29 and still at home. Raid the fridge, feed my face. I'm the son that's a disgrace. Live here free, don't pay rent. Brought the car back with a dent. I'm asleep, counting sheep. Thought I heard him scream again. Asshole son, you're a bum. You trashed the car again. Asshole son, what a bum. What a bum. Asshole son, along and put your clothes away. Asshole son, what a bum. What a bum.
Asshole son.
What a bum.
Asshole son. What a bum. Asshole son. Drink an iced tea or cola. Kinks, the band that sings Lola. Think a loser, a zero. Clink was on Hogan's Heroes. Rink, where to skate or play hockey. Think, time to wash your jockey. This is a real stupid song, but it sticks in my head all day long. Sink where I fill my tea kettle. Zinc is a kind of metal. Link, put two things together. Wink at that cute girl named Heather. Ink from a pen or a blotter. Shrink when I swim in cold water. This song is corny and trite. Blink is like wink but not quite. And I think that this song ain't too bright. And I think that I finally run out of rhymes. I'm sorry that I wasted so much time.
He forgot again, and I'm so mad, I'm so mad.
Atlanta. A road, but you ain't brought me nothing. I sent you a whole gift list, but I still haven't got none. I sent two letters back in autumn. You must not have got them. It probably was a problem with the elves up there or something. Maybe them midgets didn't know that Christmas was coming. But anyways, fuck it. What's been up, man? How's your reindeer? I put cookies on the roof for them to eat when they get here. You missed my house this time. That's okay. Maybe next year. Wake my ass up then, and we'll have a light beer. On my list for some things that I want you to bring me. When you get a chance, please drop them all down my chimney. What I asked you for was PlayStation from Sony. And Play-Doh, and Legos, and skates, and a pony. That's all that I want, and this year I've been good. So please, fill up that sack, and swing by my hood, if you could. Truly yours, your biggest fan, this is Stan. Santa, I can't believe you forgot me again. Ain't shit sitting underneath the tree in my den. You didn't bring Legos or Play-Doh or Sony. How am I supposed to get to school with no skates or a pony? I saw you at the mall, sang about you in choir. When my friend called you fake, yo, I called him a liar. Now I'd like to grab your neck and set your beard on fire. You know that song about the grandma who got run over by a reindeer who came down and landed right on her? She got crushed on Christmas Eve, now me and Grandpa, we believe. That's kinda how this is. You could've made me believe too. Now it's too late, I'm about to convert to a Jew. And all I wanted was a lousy gift under the tree. But now I'm fucked up cause you forgot me. I love you, Santa, we could've been together. Think about it, you ruined it. Now I hope you can't sleep and you dream about it. And when you dream, Ma, I'll be down in a minute. I hope you dream about elves kicking you in the nuts and Frosty the Snowman icing you up the butt.
Stanley.
Okay, Ma. Santa, I'll explain this real simple. I'm going to see the rabbi. He's waiting down at the temple. Even circumcision can't be much worse than what I've been through. So next year at this time, sing a filter fish. Happy Hanukkah, St. Dick, because Stan's turning Jewish.
A lump of gold, I'm wondering why. I got out of bed at all. I can't believe it's Christmas morning.
Stan, I meant to write you sooner, but this year have been busy. Santa called feel real bad he didn't come down your chimney. Dang it all too, cause you ain't been naughty, you been nice. Guess Santa called, checked his list once, but forgot to do twice. Oh well, that's the way things go at the North Pole. Sometimes hard to remember Santa called getting old. But what this here you say about becoming a Jew and cutting on your ding-dong? Is that what they do? Hold up right there, cause that's some crazy-ass shit. Santa called don't let nobody chop on his dick. And what the hell you talking about us being together? That type of thing there, that's for men who wear leather. That's gay talk right there, that's H-O-M-O. You sending this here letter from San Francisco? That's good, San Francisco, that's a come along to the going right there. But anyways, oh what the hell, oh yeah, don't be so gay. And about turning Jewish, call Malone, say, or they. Hang on in one more year and you got a gift coming. Santa Claus gonna bring you a nice blonde white woman. And if Stan ate you good, she looked like Kate Hudson. And that Kate, that's a good looking. Tom Malone loves to put that Kate Hudson right up on lap and make all kind of sex on his trouser shorts. Mm-hmm. All right, then. Tom Malone got to go back to whipping on Elf. Merry Christmas time, Stan. And don't play with yourself. Ho, ho, ho.
I dream of Jeannie.
Hold it. Hold it, please. What are you doing? Hold it, paper girl. Am I going to have trouble with you like them last guys? How can the kids dance to that jazz? If they can't bop to it, they won't buy the record. You know that. Don't you know that?
Yeah.
You know that. Now we're going to do Stephen Foster, all right, but we're going to do him rock and roll. Dig. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Jack King, Queen. Rock.
Genie. Genie with the light.
Genie with the light brown wig. Rock! Pretty commercial, my boy. I'll tell the world. Okay, follow me now.
Genie!
That's the stuff.
Genie with...
A little more out of tune, please.
Genie with the...
My head is bending. arrangements from? Abbey Rents? You know what Confucius said, if they can't box to it, Bombsville. You want me to tear up your autographed pictures of Hunter Hancock?
No!
Well, then shape up, huh? Let's take Beautiful Dreamer again.
Beautiful Dreamer?
That's more like it.
Way country meeting.
More commercial.
Way down upon the genie. Genie whip. All the doodah. Wine run all night. Wine run all day.
Bop, bop, bop. There's where my heart is. Hey, Nellie, somebody bet on the bay. Any of you older folks hear your Stephen Foster favorites? Join in and sing right along, won't you? Like a one-eyed cat, peep at an old dog tray. In the cold, cold
rebop, rebop, shoo bam, pop, the bit, boom, 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 boom.
Hey, I think it's turned out better than the Kerry Jacobs Bond album we did last week.
Is he really going out with her?
I don't know.
Look, here he comes now. Let's ask him. Hey, Murray, is it true Betty's wearing your ring?
Mm-hmm. Who's that banging on the piano?
I don't know. You going out with her tonight?
You bet your fur.
By the way, where'd you meet her?
I met her one day at the laundromat.
She turned around and smiled at me. You get the picture?
Yes, me see. And that's when I fell in love with the leader of the laundromat. My folks were always putting her down.
Down, down.
Because our laundry came back.
Dang it.
My dad said, find a laundry that's new.
Find a laundry that's new.
How can I tell my baby we're through?
Tell my baby we're through.
Gotta drive right into town. I don't care if my shirt's all brown.
I got a date tonight with the leader of the laundromat.
When I finally got there, I told her it was all over between us. I'll never forget the hurt, the funny look in her eye. She grabbed my laundry and ran into the street, directly into the path of a runaway garbage truck. I yelled, watch out, watch out, watch out, watch out! Dang it.
I felt so messy standing there.
Messy standing there.
My daddy's shorts were everywhere.
Daddy's shorts were everywhere.
Tenderly I kissed her goodbye. Picked up my clothes, they were finally dry. But I won't forget your love, old leader of the laundromat.
A Dalton in the jungle. You'll find a Knish doctor who looks just like your uncle. The natives know him by the name of Jungle Yankel. He's like, oh, hi, all day they come to him, the kvetches and the kranke. They come to him in sizes, kills a breath and longer. He smells them on his mouth and then applies the bunkers. Oh, hi, ha, 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 he doesn't have a fancy office or a chain of nerves. He makes his bills right in a grocery store. And if your capillet is hiding, there's a zungi stuff. He'd a hatchet evil hot gear of the cup.
Who's that?
He says, oh, hi, yeah, 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 oh, hi. For those with pipic trouble, he prescribes hot knitches. From limes he makes a mifle that is real delicious. He even davens and he schneids at local brisses. Oh, hi, yeah, oh, hi, Mendel makes your bitch be the patient. Come, Mendel, give a blue. His boy can blues from good. Kempator and Yankalek cooks hot cannibal soup. For ulcers, he will chop some monkey liver. He don't belong to Blue Cross or a medical group. His diplomas from the Bwana Wana Yeshiva.
Good boy.
Ooh, ha, yeah, ooh, ha, Mendel may ship, bishop, bishop, patient. Ooh, ha, yeah, ooh, ha, for folk that are just too. Ooh, ha, yeah, ooh, ha, Mendel may ship, bishop, bishop, patient. Ooh, ha, yeah, ooh, ha, for folk that are just too.
Like a caution light.
Alphabetically.
you're okay.
You
make my life complete.
V
means you're very sweet.
WXYZ
is hard to run you through the alphabet with you to tell you what you mean to me.
I say that you're not coming through, cause there's lots of things you haven't latched on to. You do the bit about the ABC, and I'll fill you in like 1, 2, 3.
Eight.
You're the absolute.
Eight.
In a bathing suit.
Eight.
You're a cool and cuckoo chick.
Eight.
You're the doll I dig.
Eight.
You're the end but big. You can flip me mighty quick. You're the ginchiest,
H,
highest on my list.
I,
you're as in can be.
J,
it's no jive, you know.
K,
Cookie tells you so.
L,
you are really large with me.
M-N-O-P.
Baby, that spells Monop.
Q-R-S-T.
Like I said in another caper, you're the top.
You
make the scene complete.
E.
Very, very neat.
W-X-Y-Z.
It's nervous wailing through this letter gig with you to say how you come on with me.
Okay, we're back. And we've been listening to such immoral pieces of art as Nine Coronas by The Perch. And I'm not sure which one came first. There was another version by a guy named John Mimoser, and then there's The Perch. Perch, of course, was a comedy club in North Charlotte, North Carolina. I think these guys are the house band. Then we heard from Weird Al Yankovic, the King of Suede, giving it to the police. Bob Rivers, Asshole Son. Bob Rivers was a radio guy in KZOK Seattle since 2001. Mostly he's noted for his Christmas parodies, I Am Santa, etc. But did you know that he also appeared in 2 Star Trek episodes, including the series finale in, I think, 2005? I'm not sure if that was the Star Trek Explorer or the TNG. So, I don't know. I don't care, okay? Then we heard from the Dan Orr Project, Like Pink, but not quite. He's from Columbus, Ohio. And you got to go to his Dan Orr Project website, danorrproject.com, for an absolutely staggering number of parody songs they do, like Knights in White Castle, Chaney's Got a Gun, things like that. Good stuff, good stuff. But I couldn't copy any of them on MP3, and just buying things is against my code. Then we heard from Jim and M and Stanley. That's from a Kevin and Bean Christmas CD back in 2000. They put one of those out every year for charity from KROQ in LA, which also brought us people like Jimmy Kimmel and Adam Carolla, just so you know. Rockin' Stephen Foster was, of course, Stan Freeberg. I think Stephen Foster would be rolling in his grave if he heard that stuff going on in his name, don't you? Too bad, Stephen. Public domain. And then we heard from the Detergents, Leader of the Laundromat, a 1965 top 20 hit. Was written by Paul Vance and Lee Pockris, whose credits include Catch a Falling Star and Itsy Bitsy Teeny Weeny Yellow Polka Dot Bikini. The band, the Detergents, was fronted by a guy named Ron Dante, who later became the lead voice of the Archies and also the Cufflinks of Tracy fame. And their other hit, I Can Never Eat Home Anymore. Now, after this song was written and released, the composers of Leader of the Pack, Jeff Barry, Ellie Greenwich, and Shadow Morton, slapped him with a lawsuit, but they settled out of court. And Ron Dante eventually wound up working with Shadow Morton on some other weird project. The things you find out. And then Mickey Katz, Knish Doctor, who was, of course, a Spike Jones alumnus, father of Joel Grey, grandfather of Jennifer Grey, and he appeared in the film Thoroughly Modern Millie with Julie Andrews. And we're still looking for his version of the Hucklebuck. But in the meantime, we have Homer and Jethro in the Hucklebuck. Homer and Jethro were Henry D. Haynes and Jethro Burns, who was also known as Kenneth C. Burns, KCB to you. They're members of the Country Music Hall of Fame, for good reason. And for anything you could possibly want to know about the Hucklebuck, you could check out my friend Steve Krinsky's article in the LCD. Where's my mind at? In the LCD at wfmu.org/LCD/26/Huck1. That's where I found it. Dig around for it. You'll find it. And then Ed Kookie Burns. Hey, you're adorable. And Ed blew a lot of public relation gigs because he apparently didn't know how to play with others, especially fans. Apparently he was rude to them and stuff. I mentioned once before, he was supposed to be the host, the original host of Wheel of Fortune. Job went to that Sajak guy because Kookie apparently was an idiot. He had trouble with the alphabet. He didn't know what vowels were. You missed the history bus, Ed. And he also sued Edward Burns about the name, but Edward Burns, that's his real name. He was born with that name, unlike Edward Byrne Breitenberger. But we still love Kookie, though. Yeah, he was voted TV Guide's number 5 greatest teen idol in 2005. Here's more.
If I knowed you was a-coming, I wouldn't be here.
If I'd knowed you was a-coming, I'd have cut my throat. Cut my throat, cut my throat. If I knowed you was a-coming, I'd have cut my throat. What to do, what to do,
what to do?
Had you dropped me a letter, I'd have hired a plane. A fast jet plane, or hopped a train. Had you dropped me a letter, I'd have hired a plane. And here's a welcome hat from you. Now I don't know where you come from, cause I don't know where you've been. But it really doesn't matter, cause before I hear your chatter, I'd dig a grave and dive right in. If I'd known Jesus coming, I'd have slit my wrist, clench my fist, give my neck a twist. If I knowed Jesus coming, I couldn't resist, sticking my dog on you. you're coming, I'd have grabbed my coat. Took a boat, cause you get my goat. If I knowed you're coming, I'd have took a boat. Headed straight for Peru. Had you dropped me a letter, I'd have called the cops. Burned my crop, blowed my top. Had you dropped me a letter, I'd have called the cops. Just keep seeing you. Now, I don't know where you come from, but I sure wish you were there. You can make me very happy if you'd leave and make it snappy. Cause you sure get in my hair. If I know she's a-coming, I'd order quick. Arsenic to make you sick. If I know she's a-coming, I'd order quick. And got strychnine for you.
This is Simon Crum with the story about the hillbilly sucker and a deck of cards. A bunch of boys was playing poker in a little town back home behind the general store. And one old boy kept watching them and they said, come on, get in the game. He wouldn't do it. They said, why not? He wouldn't tell them. They kept asking him and he never would tell them. Finally, he broke down and he told them. He said, you see, fellas, that ace reminds me of the first and last trip I went to a town called Reno, Nevada. The deuce, well, that makes me think of the 2 days and nights that it took me to get to this town of one-armed bandits, card sharks, and sharpshooters. The tray, well, that's the three card. That's how many there was in our party. There was three of us, me and my wife and another hillbilly sucker that went along with us to help us drive. The four, well, that's the time of day that we got there, 4 o'clock in the morning, and at 4 o'clock the next morning, we were still at it. The five, let me see the five. Oh, I don't remember what the five means. But the six, well, that's after I quit playing poker and tried that other game. You know, that long green table and you roll them things with the white spots on them down it. Well, a six is what I've come up on me after I rolled. The seven, you guessed it, the seven is what I got. The eight, well, that makes me think of all the eight balls that was up there. Nine, that's the number of livestock that I sold to get enough money to get up there. There was four old sales, three white-faced heifers, and two shoats. The 10, well, that reminds me of the 10,000 times I wished that I'd have stayed at home. The queen, oh, that queen, that was my loving wife that stood right by my side and lost twice as much as I did. The king, that's what I thought I'd be when I got back home with all that loot that I didn't get in with. The jack, well, that's the dirty devil with a diamond-studded tie pin and a big zircon ring on his finger that made a pass at my wife, and she was sucker enough to fall for him, caused me to knock two of her teeth out and send him rolling through a plate glass window. There's four suits in the deck of cards, fellas. That's the number of policemen that beat the tar out of me. There was four of them. They beat me up and throwed me in the jug. 365 spots on a deck of cards. Well, that's how much money I had in my pocket when they throwed me in jail. $365. And I paid it to one of them shyster lawyers to defend me, and he didn't even show up at the trial. There's 12 pitcher cards, and that's how many men there was on the jury. There was 12 of them, and every dad burned one of them was as crooked as a barrel of snakes. 52 cards in the deck, that's how many weeks that I had to spend in the jug over this little incident. So you see, fellas, this deck of cards ain't only to blame for me losing all of my money, my wife, my home, and all of my livestock, but also it's causing me to go through life as an ex-convict, a jailbird, a criminal, a wife beater, a peace disturbator, and a good-for-nothing, low-down scoundrel and a gambler. Neighbors, this ain't no fairy tale. I know, because I was that sucker.
Away from the shore, and our boat sinks slowly in the west, we approach the island of Lulu, spelled backwards.
Oi, oi.
Ah, In the distance we hear Spike Jones and his wacky Wackakians.
Clipping along. Hey, the Dover. Get her in the Clover and you roll her right over. Kill the hood. You high, but easy. High, high, but hold it, easy now. Hold it, tell it out of you. Hold it now. Don't be like that. Hold it, you come into a nice, clean, decent, respectable, well, with organized, snow-covered city. Hold it now, hold it now, hold it, mule. Hold it now, hold it. Don't get it on the bartenders in the shack, lassie. Hold it, hold it, hold it, hold it, hold it. Hold it now, hold it now, hold it, hold it now, hold it, hold it.
It's horrible, isn't it?
It's making me feel sick.
It's disgusting.
It is disgusting.
Well, why don't you do something about it? Why don't you get it out of here? Isn't there any way you can get rid of it?
I'm not gonna touch it.
God.
I'm not touching it. It's filthy. It stinks.
Well, we're going to have to smell it for the rest of the goddamn night if you don't get rid of it.
It stinks. I'm not touching it.
Well, what am I supposed to do about it?
I'm not going to touch it. I'm not.
Well,
so filthy.
It's disgusting. Just get out of there. It's no big deal. Jesus, just go on. Get rid of it.
Where do you want me to put it?
I don't know.
What do you want me to do?
Well, just throw it outside. I don't know. I don't care. Just put it out the door or something. Just get rid of it. Go on. What are you waiting for?
I kind of like it.
What? What?
Yeah,
is it starting to grow on you or something?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm beginning to grow attached to it. It's
WFMU.
Once you get used to the smell, it's...
Give me that old unemployment. Give me that old unemployment. Give me that old unemployment. It's good enough for me.
Give me that old unemployment. Give me that old unemployment. Give me that old unemployment. It's good enough for me.
It was good for my father.
It was good for my father.
Yeah, it was good,
good
for my father.
It's good enough for me.
Oh, I sign in every Monday.
Yes, I sign in every Monday. Oh, I sign in every Monday. It's good enough for me.
Oh, they ask me stupid questions.
Yeah, they ask me stupid questions. Oh, they ask me stupid questions. It's good enough for me.
And I give them stupid answers.
Yes, I give them stupid answers. Oh, I give them stupid answers. It's good enough for me.
Oh, I get my check on Thursday.
Yeah, I get my check on Thursday. Oh, I get my check on Thursday. It's good enough for me.
It's the racetrack every Friday.
It's the racetrack every Friday. It's the racetrack every Friday. It's good enough for me.
Give me that old unemployment.
Give me that old unemployment. Give me that old unemployment. It's good enough for me.
Give me that old unemployment.
It's a most unusual play. Feel like throwing my tickets away. 'Cause the boy gets the boy and the girl gets the girl, and it's way too far off Broadway. It's a most unusual plot, which I've either blocked out or forgot. I don't know what it means, but they all wear blue jeans and they scratch themselves quite a lot. There's no scenery, there's no lighting, there's no costumes, oh what art. If there only were no house lights, I would sneak up the aisle and depart. There's a most unusual scene where this man dates this Xerox machine. So his girlfriend gets mad and she murders the cat to the tune of Begin the Beguine. In this most unusual, most unusual play, oh, the language is a bit loose. It's decidedly not Mother Goose. Outside on the marquee, this quotation you'll see. I was shocked, and it's signed Lenny Bruce. It's a play where something went wrong, 'cause it's 5 hours, 12 minutes long. If you sit there, my friend, from beginning to end, then your bladder better be strong. There are people hitting people. There's a couple in a cage. There's neurotics, there's narcotics, and the bathroom is right on the stage. It's a great big critical smash, and it's raking in all kinds of cash. But the theater's appalling, with things that are crawling. I think I am getting a rash from this most unusual, most unusual, most unusual play.
Say when I come back on mic. It's like, you know, it's not something weird if you hear instrumental music, right? I don't know. Anyway, I'll get over it. We started with a girl named Johnny Cash. That was Jane Morgan. The song was written by Martin Mull. Jane was born as Florence Catherine Currier of the Currier and Ives fortune in Newton, Mass. on Christmas Day in 1920. She attended Juilliard, sang in Paris, and then back in the U.S. of A, she became one of the first people on the Cap Records label, mainly straight stuff. And she's married to Jerry Weintraub since 1965 and lives happily in Palm Springs, California. Cactus Pryor after that, if I knowed you was a-comin', I'd have baked a cake or something. He's Richard Cactus Pryor. Richard Pryor? Cactus. Got his name from the Cactus Theater in Austin, which was run by his father. And he's still doing it. He's a radio guy, and he does like 2-minute spots of reminiscing on some kind of Austin radio. And he's a spokesperson for a chain of Tex-Mex restaurants called Samora's or something like that. Anyway, after that, Simon Crum, the Hillbilly's Deck of Cards. Simon Crum was the alias of Ferlin Husky. Ferlin, born in Missouri, and he also used the name Harry Preston. He's got credits as long as your arm. I'm not going to go through it here. Both in recording and in TV. He's now age 83 and he's still going strong. Go get him, Ferlin. And then Spike Jones, the Hawaiian War Chant. The original melody and lyrics were written sometime in the 1860s by Prince... I knew I was going to have trouble with this. Leilauku. Original title of the song was something I'm not going to bother pronouncing, which means We Two in the Spray. You heard Carl Grayson on the vocals, and there's millions of versions, including one by Weird Al Yankovic himself, and he tucks into the middle of Yoda. God knows why. The Cavemen after that, Bowling Alley Oop. No info on them at all. You look up Alley Oop and what do you get? Comic strips. That's right. And then Roscoe Holland, The Foul Mule Train, a parody of the big hit for Frankie Lane, written by Fred Glickman, Hi Heath, and John Lang. But couldn't tell you anything about Roscoe Holland if you held a gun to my head. But he also did something called Stick Out Your Can, Here Comes the Garbage Man. And then Steve Carman, Give Me That Old Unemployment. That was from an album called This Is a City. Again, we're kind of in a gray area about who this guy is. There's a couple of different Steve Carmans in the showbiz registers. And this is the one that may have written You Deserve a Break Today and I Love New York. There was a Steve Carman Jinglemeister listed quite heavily. But I'm not sure if this was the guy or not. The age seems to fit. So I'll let you decide. And then we heard Alan Sherman, It's a Most Unusual Play. This came off the album My Name is Alan in 1965, written by Alan and Lou Busch. And I discovered the most wanted album I've found yet. This is something called Music to Dispense With. It's an album of paper cup and vending machine related songs created for the Scott Paper Company. Alan died in 1973. He's buried in Culver City, California, the home of the Dr. Demento show, and a different, I even checked on this, he's in a different cemetery from Spike Jones, who's still buried there. And then Gary Lewis and the Playboy, Time Stands Still, not so much a satire as a straight cover, almost. Gary and his boys started playing in Disneyland, and then his daddy's friends got him other gigs around, and they could afford to use seasoned pros as backups. Instrumental guys like Leon Russell and Hal Blaine for recordings. They never played their instruments, but for the Sullivan Show, Gary sang live over pre-recorded instrumentals. And only the Dave Clark Five did this, as the policy was for live performances. All right, so that's it. Here comes your mystery tune. Good luck. See you next week.
Hello, everybody. This is Ballroom Radio, bringing you music to dance to, featuring the vocal stylings of Lips Leblonsky and his all-rigid orchestra. Take it away, Lips.
Hey there, you with a star in your eye. Love never made a fool of you. You used to be too wise. Hey there, you on that high flying cloud, though she won't throw a crumb to you, you think someday she'll come to you. Better forget her. With her nose in the air, she's got you dancing on a string. Break it and she won't care. Won't you take this advice I give you? Like a brother, oh, are you not seeing things too clear? Are you too much in love to hear? Isn't it all going in one ear and out the other?